1893 A great variety of entrepreneurial mining was done on Earth at that time due to the war between the old Empire force and the Domain. These miners did carve a few sculptures of themselves. They are seen wearing mining helmets. The Pons Stela sculpture in the sunken courtyard of the Colossi temple is a crude rendering of a stone worker using an electronic, light-wave emitting stone cutter and carving tools, held in a holster. 158. Footnote: The Old Empire has also maintained mining operations on planets throughout the galaxy for a very long time. The mineral resources of Earth are now a property of the Domain. 2450 BCE, the Great Pyramid. 159. Footnote: And complex of pyramids near Cairo were completed. An inscription created by the Old Empire administrators can be seen in the so-called pyramid texts. 160. Footnote: The texts say that the pyramid was built under the direction of Thoth, son of Ptah. Of course, there was never a king buried in the chamber, since the pyramids were never intended to be used as a burial chamber. The Great Pyramid was located precisely at the exact center of all of the land masses of Earth. 161. Footnote: As viewed from space. Obviously, such precise measurements require aerial perspective and a view of the land masses of Earth from space. Purely mathematical calculations of the geodetic center of the continents of Earth could not be made otherwise. Shafts were constructed inside the pyramid to align with the configuration of stars in the constellation of Orion, Canis Majora, and specifically Sirius. The shafts are also aligned to the Big Dipper, where the home planet of the Old Empire existed. Also, Aenidak, Alpha Draconis and Beta Ursa Minor. 162. Footnote: These stars are each one of the key systems in the Old Empire from which ISBs were brought to Earth and dumped, as unwanted merchandise. The configuration of all the pyramids of the Giza Plateau was intended to create a mirror image, on 94 Earth of the Solar System and certain constellations within the Old Empire. 2181 BCE, Minutes, became the god of fertility of Egypt. The Isbi, also known as Pan, was also a Greek god. Minutes or Pan, was an Isbi who somehow managed to escape from the Old Empire amnesia system. 163, footnote, 2160-2040 BCE. One of the results of the intensifying battle between the Domain forces and the Old Empire forces was that the control of the divine rulers was broken at this time. They finally left Egypt and returned to the heavens, so to speak, in defeat. Human beings took over the ruling role as pharaohs. The first human pharaoh moved the capital city of Egypt from Memphis to Heracleopolis. 164, footnote, 1500 BCE. This is the date for the destruction of Atlantis given by the Egyptian high priests, Sinophis of Heliopolis, and Songtius of Say, to the Greek sage Solon. 165, footnote. The priests of Anu recorded that the Mediterranean area was invaded by Atlantean people about this time. Of course, these people were not from the ancient continent of Atlanta, in the Atlantic Ocean, which existed more than 70,000 years earlier. These were refugees from the Minoan civilization on Crete escaping from the volcanic eruption and tidal waves of Mount Thera that destroyed their civilization. Plato's references to Atlantis were borrowed from the writings of the Greek philosopher Solon, who was given the information by the Egyptian priest who called Atlantis Keptu, which also happens to be the Egyptian name for the people of Crete. Some of the survivors of the Minoan volcanic disaster asked Egypt for help, since they were the only other civilization with high culture in the Mediterranean area at the time. 166, footnote, 1351 BCE, 1337 BCE. 95 The Domain Expeditionary Force actively waged a war of religious conquest against the Egyptian mystery cult called the Priest of Amun, also known as the Old Empire Brothers of the Serpent. During this time the pharaoh Akhenaten abolished the priesthood of Amun, and moved the capital of Egypt from Thebes to the new location at Amarna, at the exact geodetic center of Egypt 167. Footnote. However, this plot to overthrow the old empire religious control was quickly spoiled. 1193 BCE, in the Near East and Achaea, the Greeks and Trojans fought for supremacy, which ended in the destruction of Troy as the finale of the Trojan War. 168, footnote, during this same time, war was being fought out in the space of the solar system between two forces for control of the space stations surrounding Earth. That period of 300 years was a very violent resistance to the domain forces by the remnants of the old empire forces. It did not last long, however, as it is futile to resist the domain. 850 BCE, Homer, the blind Greek poet, 169, footnote, wrote the stories The Gods as borrowed and modified from earlier sources in Vedic texts, Sumerian texts, Babylonian and Egyptian mythology. His poems, as well as many other myths of the ancient world, are very accurate descriptions of the exploits of his bees on Earth, who were able to avoid the old empire amnesia operation and operate without biological bodies. 700 BCE, the Vedic hymns were first translated in the Greek language. This was the beginning of a cultural revolution in Western civilization that transformed crude and brutal tribal cultures into democratic republics based on more reasonable conduct. 638-559 BCE, Solon, a wise man from Greece, reported the existence of Atlantis. This was information he received from the old empire high priests, Xenophis of Heliopolis and Songtius of Say, with whom he studied in Egypt. 170, footnote. 96-630 BCE, Zoroaster 171, footnote, created religious practices in Persia around an Isbi called Ahura Mazda. 172, footnote, this was yet another of the growing number of monotheistic gods put in place by operatives of the domain to displace a panoply of old empire gods. 604 BCE, Lozi, a philosopher who wrote a small book called The Way, 173, footnote, was an Isbi of great wisdom, who overcame the effects of the old empire amnesia, hypnosis machinery and escaped from Earth. His understanding of the nature of an Isbi must have been very good to accomplish this. According to the common legend, his last lifetime as a human was lived in a small village in China. He contemplated the essence of his own life. Like Gautama Siddhartha, he confronted his own thoughts and past lives. In so doing, he recovered some of his own memory, ability and immortality. As an old man, he decided to leave the village and go to the forest to depart the body. The village gatekeeper stopped him and begged him to write down his personal philosophy before leaving. Here is a small piece of advice he gave about the way he rediscovered his own spirit. He who looks will not see it. He who listens will not hear it. He who gropes will not grasp it. The formless non-entity, the motionless source of motion. The infinite essence of the spirit is the source of life. Spirit is self. Walls form and support a room, yet the space between them is most important. A pot is formed of clay, yet the space formed therein is most useful. Action is caused by the force of nothing on something, just as the nothing of spirit is the source of all form. 97. One suffers great afflictions because one has a body. Without a body, what afflictions could one suffer? When one cares more for the body than for his own spirit, one becomes the body and loses the way of the spirit. The self, the spirit, creates illusion. The delusion of man is that reality is not an illusion. One who creates illusions and makes them more real than reality, follows the path of the spirit and finds the way of heaven. 593 BCE. The Genesis story written by the Jewish people describe angels or sons of God mating with women of earth, who bore them children. These were probably renegades from the old empire. They may also have been space pirates or merchants from a system outside the galaxy who came to steal mineral resources, or smuggle drugs. The domain has observed that there are many visitors to Earth from neighboring planets and galaxies, but they rarely stop and live here. What kind of beings would live on a prison planet if they were not forced to do so? The same book also reports the story of a human named Ezekiel who witnessed a spacecraft or aircraft landing near Chebar River in Chaldea. His description of the craft uses very archaic language, technically, but is nevertheless quite an accurate description of an old Empire saucer or scout craft. It is similar to the sighting of Vimanas by the people in the foothills of the Himalayas. Their Genesis story also mentions that Yahweh designed biological bodies to live for 120 years on Earth. Biological bodies on most Sun Type 12, Class 7 inches planets are usually engineered to last for an average of about 150 years. Human bodies on Earth last only about one half as long. We suspect this is because the prison administrators have altered the biological material of human bodies on Earth to die more frequently so that the ISBs who inhabit them will recycle through the amnesia mechanism more frequently. 174, footnote 98. It should be noted that much of the Old Testament was written during the captivity of the Jews who were enslaved in Babylon, which was very heavily controlled by priests of the old empire. The book introduces a false sense of time and a false concept of the origin of the creation. The serpent is the symbol of the old empire. It appears in the beginning of their creation story, or as the Greeks say, Genesis, and causes the spiritual destruction of the first human beings, who are metaphorically represented by Adam and Eve. The Old Testament, clearly influenced by the old empire forces, gives a detailed description of the ISBs being induced into biological bodies on Earth. This book also describes many of the old empire brainwashing activities, including the installation of false memories, lies, superstitions, commands to forget and all manner of tricks and traps designed to keep ISBs on Earth. Most importantly, it destroys the awareness that humans are immortal spiritual beings. 580 BCE. The Oracle at Delphi was one temple in a network of many oracle temples. Each temple was a communication center. The old empire priests designated a local god for each temple. Each of the temples in this network were located at precisely 5 degrees of latitude intervals from the capital city of Thebes throughout the Mediterranean area as far north as the Baltic Sea. The shrines served, among other things, as a grid, housing electronic beacons, later called Omphalos stones. 175, footnote, the grid arrangement of oracle sites can only be seen from miles above the earth. The original network of electronic communications beacons were disabled when the priesthood was dispersed, and were replaced by carved stones. The symbol of the old empire priesthood is a python, dragon or serpent. It was called the Earth Dragon at Delphi, which is always represented in sculpture and vase paintings as a serpent. 99 In Greek mythology, the guardian of the Omphalos stone at the temple at Delphi was an oracle whose name was Python, the serpent. 176, footnote, she was an Isbe, who was conquered by a god named Apollo. He buried her under the Omphalos stone. This is a case of one god setting up his temple on the grave of another. This is a very accurate euphemism for the domain force that detected and disabled the old empire temple network on Earth. It was one of the fatal blows to the old empire force in the solar system of Earth. 559 BCE, the commanding officer of the Domain Battalion who was lost in 5965 BCE was detected and located by a search party sent to Earth from the Domain Expeditionary Force. He was incarnated as Cyrus II of Persia during this time. 177, footnote, a unique system of organization was used by Cyrus II. 178, footnote, and the members of that battalion who followed him from India through his progression of human lives on Earth. In part, it enabled them to build the largest empire in the history of the Earth to that date. The domain search party who located him traveled around the Earth searching for the lost battalion for several thousand years. The party consisted of 900 officers of the domain, divided into teams of 300 each. One team searched the land, another team searched the oceans and the third team searched the space surrounding Earth. There are many reports made in various human civilizations concerning their activities, which humans did not understand, of course. The Domain Search Party devised a wide variety of electronic detection devices needed to track the electronic signature or wavelength of each of the missing members of the battalion. Some were used in space, others on land, and special devices were invented to detect ISBs underwater. One of these electronic detection devices is referred to as a Tree of Life. 179, footnote, the device is literally a tool designed to detect the presence of life, which is an ISB. This was a large electronic screen generator designed to permeate wide areas. To the ancient humans, 100 on Earth, it resembled a sort of tree, since it consists of an interwoven lattice of electronic field generators and receivers. The electronic field detects the presence of ISBs, whether the ISB is occupying a body, or if they are outside a body. A portable version of this detection device was carried by each of the members of the Domain Search Party. Stone carvings in Sumeria show winged beings using pine cone-shaped instruments to scan the bodies of human beings. They are also shown carrying the power unit for the scanner, which are depicted as stylized baskets or water buckets, being carried by eagle-headed, winged beings. 180, footnote, members of the aerial unit of the Domain Search Party, led by Ahura Mazda, were often called winged gods in human interpretations. Throughout the Persian civilization there are a great many stone relief carvings that depict winged spacecraft, that they called Afarivaha. 181, footnote, members of the aquatic unit of the Domain Search Party were called Oan by local humans. 182, footnote, stone carvings of the so-called Oan are shown wearing silver diving suits. They lived in the sea and appeared to the human population to be men dressed to look like fish. Some members of the Lost Battalion were found in the oceans inhabiting the bodies of dolphins or whales. 183, footnote, on land, the Domain Search Party members were referred to as Anunnaki. 184, footnote, by the Sumerians, a Nephilim, in the Bible. Of course, their true mission and activities were never disclosed to Homo sapiens. Their activities have been purposefully disguised. Therefore, the human stories and legends about the Anunnaki and the other members of the Domain Search Party have not been understood and were badly misinterpreted. In the absence of complete and accurate data, anyone observing a phenomenon will assume or hypothesize explanations in an attempt to make sense of the data. Therefore, although mythology and history may be based on factual events, they are likewise full of misunderstood and misinterpreted evaluations of their 101 data, and embellished with assumptions, theories and hypotheses which are false. The space unit of the Domain Expeditionary Force are shown flying in a winged disc. 185, footnote, this is an allusion to the spiritual power of the ISBs, as well as to the spacecraft used by the Domain Search Party. The commander of the Lost Battalion, Osiris II, was an ISB who was regarded as a messiah on Earth by both the Jews and the Muslims. In less than 50 years he established the highly ethical and humanitarian philosophy which pervaded all Western civilization. 186, footnote, his territorial conquests, organization of people and monumental building projects were unprecedented before or since. Such sweeping accomplishments in a short period of time could only have been achieved by a leader and a team of trained officers, pilots, engineers and crew members of a unit of the Domain, acting as a team, who had been trained and worked together for thousands of years. Although we have discovered the location of many of the ISBs in the Lost Battalion, the Domain has been unable to restore their memory and return them to active duty as yet. Of course, we cannot transport ISBs who are inhabiting biological bodies to the space stations of the Domain since there is no oxygen in our spacecraft. Also, we do not maintain life support facilities for biological entities there. Our only hope has been to locate and rekindle the awareness, memory and identity of the ISBs of the Lost Battalion. One day they will be capable of rejoining us. 200 BCE, The last remnant of the old empire pyramid civilization is at Teotihuacan 187, footnote. The Aztec name means place of the gods or where men were transformed into gods. Like the astronomical configuration of the Giza pyramids in Egypt, the entire complex is a precise scale model of the solar system that accurately reflects the orbital distances of their 102 inner planets, the asteroid belt, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. Since the planet Uranus had only been discovered with modern Earth telescopes in 1787, and Pluto not until 1930, it is apparent that the builders had information from other sources. A common element of the pyramid civilizations around the Earth is the constant use of the image of the snake, dragon, or serpent. This is because the beings who planted these civilizations here want to create an illusion that the gods are reptilian. This is also a part of an illusion designed to perpetuate amnesia. The beings who placed false civilizations on Earth are Isbees, just like you. Many of the biological bodies inhabited by Isbees in the Old Empire are very similar in appearance to the bodies on Earth. The gods are not reptiles, although they often behave like snakes. 1034-1124 AD. The entire Arab world was enslaved by one man, Hassan ibn al-Sabah 188, footnote, the old man of the mountain. He established the Hashshashin who operated a part of Mohammedanism which controlled by terror and fear much of India, Asia Minor and most of the Mediterranean basin. They became a priesthood that used an extremely effective mind control mechanism and extortion tool that enabled the assassins to control the civilized world for several hundred years. Their method was simple. Young men were kidnapped and knocked unconscious with hashish. They were taken to a garden filled with beautiful black-eyed houris in a harem decorated with rivers of milk and honey. The young men were told that they were in paradise. They were promised they could return and live there forever if they sacrificed themselves as an assassin of whomever they were commanded to kill. The men were knocked out again, and shoved out into the world to carry out the assassination mission. Meanwhile, the old man of the mountain sent a messenger to the caliph or whatever wealthy ruler from whom they demanded payment, demanding camel loads of gold, spices, incense or other valuables. If payment did not arrive on time, the assassin would be sent to kill the offending party. There was virtually no defense against. 103 The unknown assailant who wanted nothing more than to carry out his mission, be killed and return to heaven. This is a very crude example of how simple and effective a brainwashing and mind control operation can be when it is used skillfully and forcefully. It is a small-scale demonstration of how the amnesia mind control operation is used against the entire Isbee population of Earth by the Old Empire. 1119 AD, the Knights Templar 189, footnote, was established as a Christian military unit after the First Crusade but quickly transformed into the basis for the international banking system to accumulate money to conduct the agenda of operatives for vestiges of the Old Empire on Earth. 1135-1230 AD, the Domain Expeditionary Force completed the annihilation of the remaining remnants of the Old Empire space fleet operating in the solar system around Earth. Unfortunately, their long-established thought control operation remains largely intact. 1307 AD, the Knights Templar was disbanded by King Philip IV of France, who was deeply in debt to the order. 190, footnote. He pressured Pope Clement V to condemn the order's members, have them arrested, tortured them into giving false confessions, and burned them at the stake in an effort to erase his debt by seizing all of their wealth. A majority of the Templars fled to Switzerland where they established an international banking system 191, footnote, which secretly controls the economy of Earth. Old Empire operatives act as an unseen influence on international bankers. 192, footnote, the banks are operated covertly as an incompetent provocateur to covertly promote and finance weapons and warfare between the nations of Earth. Warfare is an internal mechanism of control over the inmate population. 193, footnote. 104. The purpose of the senseless genocide and carnage of wars financed by these international banks is to prevent the ISBs of Earth from sharing open communication, cooperate together in activities that might enable ISBs to prosper, become enlightened, and escape their imprisonment. 105. Chapter 10. A Lesson in Biology. Matilda O'Donnell McElroy. Personal note: my debrief was also tape recorded as a backup and to add clarification to the stenographic notes. I debriefed immediately after my interview so that everything that was said was still fresh in my mind. When I recounted these stories to the gallery stenographer, I was still reeling a bit. The perspective on Earth history from the point of view of the domain is very strange, to say the least. I wasn't sure if my uncomfortable feeling came from being disoriented, or if it came from being reoriented. Either way, I felt unsteady and confused. Yet, at the same time, there was a ring of truth to it. I was elated and incredulous at the same time. The stenographer looked askance at me more than a few times as she recorded the history lesson I passed on to her. I'm sure she thought I was losing my mind. Maybe she was right. However, if my mind had been filled with hypnotic suggestions and false memories by the old empire, as Ale suggested, perhaps losing my mind would be a good idea. I didn't have much time to ponder my own personal thoughts about these things at the time. It was my duty to get all of the information I could from Ale and pass it on to the stenographer as soon as Ale was finished. My job was not to analyze the information, just report it as accurately as possible. The analysis would be left to the men in the gallery, or whomever else was receiving copies of the transcripts. I also delivered a list of books and materials requested by Ale to the agent in the gallery room so these could be gathered and delivered to Ale. Each night after I left Ale, she spent the rest of the night reading or scanning the materials which had been delivered to her. The members of the gallery each received a transcript of the stenographic dictation to study, each looking for information that was of interest to them. In the morning after breakfast, I reported back to the interview room to continue my interviews or lessons with Ale. Official transcript of interview. Top secret official transcript of the U.S. Army Air Force Roswell Army Airfield, 509th Bomb Group. Subject: Alien Interview, 28/7/1947, First Session. 106. The Origins of This Universe and Life on Earth, as discussed in the textbooks I have read, are very inaccurate. Since you serve your government as a medical personnel, your duties require that you understand biological entities. So, I am sure that you will appreciate the value of the material I will share with you today. The text of books I have been given on subjects related to the function of life forms contain information that is based on false memories, inaccurate observation, missing data, unproven theories, and superstition. For example, just a few hundred years ago your physicians practiced bloodletting. 194, footnote, as a means to release supposed ill humors from the body in an attempt to relieve or heal a wide variety of physical and mental afflictions. Although this has been corrected somewhat, many barbarisms are still being practiced in the name of medical science. In addition to the application of incorrect theories concerning biological engineering, many primary errors that Earth scientists make are the result of an ignorance of the nature and relative importance of ISBs as the source of energy and intelligence which animate every life form. Although it is not a priority of the domain to intervene in the affairs of Earth, the Domain Communications Office has authorized me to provide you with some information in an effort to provide a more accurate and complete understanding of these things and thereby enable you to discover more effective solutions to the unique problems you face on Earth. The correct information about the origins of biological entities has been erased from your mind, as well as from the minds of your mentors. In order to help you regain your own memory, I will share with you some factual material concerning the origin of biological entities. I asked Ale if she was referring to the subject of evolution. Ale said, "No, not exactly." 107. You will find evolution mentioned in the ancient Vedic hymns. 195, footnote, The Vedic texts are like folk tales or common wisdoms and superstitions gathered throughout the systems of the domain. These were compiled into verses, like a book of rhymes. For every statement of truth, the verses contain as many half-truths, reversals of truth and fanciful imaginings, blended without qualification or distinction.